from Jack Hopkins now. The strait is not open. It is being managed under threat. The Jack Hopkins Now newsletter #891, Thursday, May 7th, 2026. There is a dangerous habit in modern geopolitics. Governments announce victory. Markets whisper something else. And if you want to know which one is closer to reality, watch the behavior of the systems carrying actual risk. Right now, the behavior surrounding the Strait of Hormuz is telling a very different story than the podium. The ceasefire is holding. Shipping lanes are reopening. Iran has been degraded. The strait remains navigable. Technically, parts of that are true. Operationally, the picture is far more unstable. Because as of this week, the Strait of Hormuz is not functioning like a secure global trade corridor. It is functioning like a heavily militarized pressure zone operating under conditional access, strategic ambiguity, and ongoing coercive leverage. And that distinction matters enormously. Most Americans imagine this situation in binary terms: open or closed, safe or war. But real-world maritime pressure campaigns rarely work that way. Iran does not need to permanently close the strait to create enormous geopolitical leverage. It only needs to create enough uncertainty, enough insurance panic, enough shipping hesitation, enough economic friction that global behavior changes. Reports now indicate hundreds of ships remain bottlenecked inside the Gulf region while insurers, shipping firms, and governments continue recalculating operational risk in real time. That matters because the Strait of Hormuz is not some obscure regional shipping lane. When uncertainty enters Hormuz energy markets, insurance systems, military planners, and supply chains all begin reacting immediately. The White House may be talking about deterrence. The shipping industry is behaving like the threat remains active. And here is where the story becomes much more serious than most television coverage is admitting. Because behind the scenes, the institutions closest to actual risk appear to be behaving very differently than the public narrative suggests. Military planners, shipping insurers, commodity traders, paid subscribers are going deeper into that later tonight, including the startling reason one successful drone strike could trigger cascading global consequences far beyond the physical damage itself, and why some analysts appear increasingly worried about prolonged instability becoming normalized inside one of the most economically sensitive choke points on Earth. Energy markets, intelligence agencies. None of those systems appear to be operating as though this crisis is truly resolved. Because once you look beneath the headlines, the real story becomes far more unsettling. One of the biggest misconceptions in Western media coverage is the assumption that Iran's goal is conventional naval dominance. It is not. Persistent disruption, gray zone pressure, psychological uncertainty, escalation without triggering full-scale annihilation. And unfortunately for Washington, the geography of Hormuz gives Tehran enormous leverage in exactly those areas. Iran does not need aircraft carriers to create global anxiety. It does not need to defeat the U.S. Navy conventionally. It only needs to convince insurers, traders, shipping companies, and regional governments that instability remains possible tomorrow morning. That threshold is dramatically lower than television rhetoric suggests. And recent events indicate Iran still retains enough operational capability to maintain that uncertainty. To be clear, the strait is not fully closed, and U.S. naval operations have successfully escorted some vessels through the corridor. But restoring limited passage is not the same thing as restoring normalized commercial confidence. Not necessarily because they indicate immediate regional collapse, but because they expose the contradiction at the heart of the current narrative. If the conflict has truly stabilized, why are military exchanges still occurring around the strait? Why are shipping markets still behaving defensively? Why are insurers still pricing for instability? Why are naval escorts still expanding? Why are commercial operators still acting as though escalation risk remains alive? Because beneath the political messaging, the underlying structure remains unresolved. That is the part many headlines are still avoiding. The ceasefire increasingly resembles what geopolitical analysts sometimes call an armed pause. Not resolution, an armed pause. And those are very different things. This remains one of the most important rules in modern geopolitics. Do not just listen to what governments say. Watch what systems do. Shipping behavior, insurance behavior, military positioning, commodity pricing, supply chain rerouting. Those systems often reveal operational truth long before official narratives catch up. And right now, those systems are still behaving as though Hormuz remains unstable. Not collapsed, not fully controlled, not normalized, unstable. That distinction is where reality lies. The deeper question is what happens if instability itself becomes the new normal. Prolonged energy volatility, systemic insurance repricing, permanent military escalation cycles, fragile fragile global supply chains, chronic inflationary pressure, and the quiet normalization of gray zone maritime coercion in one of the world's most important economic arteries, that is the deeper layer of the story. But the deeper question now is not whether the strait is unstable. And frankly, it is the layer institutions closest to actual risk gear far more focused on than the television narrative currently suggests. This is increasingly how modern geopolitical power operates, not through permanent conquest, not through clean military victories, but through pressure, narrative management, economic leverage, controlled instability, strategic ambiguity. The public keeps waiting for clean endings, but the modern world increasingly produces managed volatility instead. And people who understand that early tend to experience events very differently than people relying entirely on headlines. Because once you understand the structure, later developments stop feeling shocking. You start recognizing the pattern underneath the noise. That is the difference between consuming information and developing orientation. And right now, the Strait of Hormuz is teaching that lesson in real time. Hold fast, back soon. Jack Hopkins, P.S. Here is the part that should probably concern people the most. And if that is true, then the public conversation may still be several layers behind what institutions managing actual operational risk already understand. What intelligence assessments reportedly still say Iran retains, why shipping insurers may be more important to watch than politicians, the hidden vulnerability inside global energy markets, why one successful strike could trigger disproportionate economic consequences, and the disturbing possibility that prolonged instability, not total war, may be the real long-term danger emerging inside Hormuz. Because once you begin watching the system's instead of the speeches, the entire picture starts changing. The systems closest to actual risk do not appear to believe this situation is fully stabilized. Not the insurers, not the shipping firms, not the military posture, not the intelligence assessments, not the commodity markets. The threat environment remains active.